How did we get here? Anti-Semitism? Folks, have you been paying attention to the fact that the people today that are claiming to be the victims are now the ones that are being found to be the perpetrators? For example, they love to pull your hair, they slap your face, and then when the cameras arrive to promote their propaganda narrative, they then play the victims. These groups that are created under the color of law, that are somehow given a lawful standing, this can only take place where people have become ignorant, apathetic, and tolerant, that are used as political battering rams in hopes of upending the U.S. Constitution and tearing down the law. Let me explain. This is merely an attempt to overthrow our laws by enslaving the people through the ignorance of the method being used. Let's go back just 52 years where we find that the federal government illegally sanctioned the murder of their own children, so you can understand.
In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Hollywood, the music industry, television, internet, pornography, public school books, and a unified alliance of illegal promotion and advocation of fornication, adultery, and promiscuity, with the indefensible approval of the Supreme Court declaring it to be free speech to promote the act. And then when the act is fulfilled and the girl becomes pregnant, the government is right there, and to somehow justify, through falsifying statistics, the murder of the child by promoting what they call abortion. Here we find where insult is then added to the crime. After the woman gets an abortion, where she has now seared her conscience, she then puts on a t-shirt for the world to see with all capital letters stating, "Stop the war on women." No, friends, this is murder. Our laws condemn these crimes, yet how was it sold to the American people? As a woman's choice. And if you hold to the law that condemns their crimes, keeping the baby safe, and the Americans free and preserving life, what does the mainstream media and their spin doctors resort to? Name calling. You're an anti-abortionist. Another example of this method to their madness, do you remember when the mainstream media began its push concerning the sodomite, the gay agenda? The agenda which is premised on man-boy sex? Just ask them. As a matter of fact, their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. Do you recall the fact that when the people were calling them out for violating God's law and American law for their felonious activity, that they began, with the help of corrupt politicians, to call the people haters, bigots, homophobes, and anti-gay. And now, 20 years later, we see the millions of young victims and have now come to understand why the Lord calls these acts abominable.
A federal judge upheld a $2.5 billion bankruptcy plan for the Irving-based Boy Scouts of America. That deal would allow the organization to continue running while they pay tens of thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as children while involved in scouting.
Let me ask you again, how did they sell their agenda to the American people? As victims. Well, in fact, what we find is that they were guilty of perpetuating the crime. They do not hold the shield, people. They hold the spear. Do you see? They hate the law that exposes their crimes. What about the Muslim invasion that we're seeing across America today? Methodically, they operate just like the sodomites. These Muslims, not all, have made a public proclamation that they have come to America because they were fleeing governmental corruption and oppression.
It's often the lead story in the Twin Cities. Terror recruits coming from Minnesota, where thousands of...
Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we've got much to cover today. It's one of those situations where we need to cover it because people are divided. It's because they don't read their Bibles. That's really the bottom line. And it always goes back to every issue that we have in this country, friends, reverts back to the fact that the Lord said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. They don't take the time to make distinction. Ezekiel 44:23. And one of the issues that people are caught up into today is anti-Semitism. And it's like, wait a second. What, all of a sudden the media, they throw out there the word anti-Semitism, and then all the paid media influencers begin to pick up the topic of anti-Semitism without actually knowing what it is that they're talking about? And it is, folks. It's exactly what happens. I mean, for everything that you're talking about right now, I can tell you probably 8 out of the 10 topics have been thrown on you by the mainstream media again that you don't trust. Micah 6:16. And that's what people are talking about. It's like giving the dog a bone. And when you give him the bone, guess what he does? He bites on it and bites on it and bites on it. And you get around other dogs, they want to bite on it too. And then what they do is they start fighting over it, right? Well, the difference is someone's telling you the truth and someone's lying to you. And again, I can tell you the source of all the lies that are coming at you right now are coming from the mainstream media. And when it comes to the topic of anti-Semitism, folks, which, by the way, I don't see it anywhere across the country outside of those that are playing the victims, only to be found once again, folks, as the ones that are responsible for perpetuating the crimes, just like their father, the devil. Okay? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the accuser of the brethren, 12:10 of Revelation, friends. And again, when are we going to learn the lesson? It's not, they're not the victims. The Zionists are not the victims. It's just another front, friends, for a bunch of men getting together, playing the victims, as I said, and perpetrating the crimes against innocent people. And then they claim victim status. It's just like what the sodomites, the homosexuals have done. And nobody wanted to listen to me when I started highlighting that. Now, are they the ones that are the victims, friends? Do they have the shield or do they have the spear? It's a question that you need to answer. We can see they have the spear. They're not the victims. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes. And right on the heels of the sodomites, by the way, which the Lord condemns, and so does state statute in every state of our union. It's called felonious activity. They're called crimes against nature. But who's right on the heels of that which God condemns with the sodomite agenda? Methodically playing out victim status just like the sodomites. Who are they? Come on, the Muslims. What do? They ask for asylum, which many of them are afforded asylum if they assimilate, and there's a lawful way of doing that. Posted note, I want to say this so people can understand mid-sentence. People don't have a problem with immigrants coming into this country. People have a problem with these said immigrants that are coming in saying that they're fleeing government oppression in their own countries only to come here in an attempt to establish the very government that they say they were fleeing right in our own backyard. That's called treason. People have a problem with that, and they also have a problem with these individuals that are coming over here, not assimilating, but those that mean to conquer. And they also have a problem, number three, with the fact that many of them came in across the borders illegally. Americans do not have a problem with immigration. They have a problem with illegals coming into this country attacking us. That's the problem we're all having in this country. So I want to make clear, but what does the media do? Oh, those poor immigrants, look at, they came over illegally. And so what we're going to do is we're going to assimilate to what it is that they want. And it's like, wait a second. Can you do that in their country? And if that's the case, and you don't like it the way that things are here, then pack your bags. We'll get a one-way ticket and we'll see you later. Okay? Again, I'm just stopping there because I want people to think about how the media is playing this as if to suggest the those that are here illegally are in fact the victims. No, they are not the victims. They've already transgressed law. Case in point, you also might want to check out what happens when you go into their country illegally, friends, and notice nobody's doing that. And the reason they're coming here is because both federal and state governments, your said Judases within the halls of government, Luke 22:48, are illegally alluring them into your country to commit the crimes that they're committing. And how are they doing that? It's something called cloward piven. And what they're doing is they're alluring them in on your welfare dollars, which is completely unconstitutional. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. But again, it's completely unconstitutional. But the American people are allowing their Judases betraying the truth with a kiss by saying, you know what? We're playing up to these people. We have to have compassion. And the way we do that is we steal your money from people that work and we give to those that don't work. That is theft, friends. If you did that, you would be behind bars right now. That is theft. And isn't it interesting how there's a double standard that when they do it, somehow or another, it's not theft. That's exactly what it is. And let me remind you, when it talks about in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, when we're talking about welfare, that is for the good of the people. It has nothing to do with stealing from people and giving it to those that don't work. In other words, those that do work, steal from them and give to those that don't work. Nope, that is a system that is set on a course of self-destruction, and you can rest assured, and the people allow it to happen. But let me go back to the Muslims, friends, aside of what I just highlighted. What do? They play the victims while they attack. Let me say it again. Just like the homosexuals, they play the victims while they attack. Now go over to the Zionists. What are they? They're claiming to be somebody they're clearly not. Many, more than not, are not Jews in any sense of the word. You can call them Ashkenazi Jews. You can call them whatever you want to call them when it comes to Jews. Many of them aren't even Jewish that are claiming to be Jews. And what are they doing? They're the ones that are propagating and pushing forth an agenda of anti-Semitism. And people don't apparently understand history. And if we don't understand history, history's going to repeat itself. And guess what's happening? America, what you're seeing right now is something you better put a stop to ASAP, because back in the 20s, guess what the Bolsheviks did? They basically incriminated individuals that spoke out against the Jews of the days, who were the small, small portion that were doing what? They were the bankers. They were the ones creating all the chaos. They were the ones attacking all of the people. And all the politicians went along with it to the point where they said, if anybody speaks out against the Jews, you know what? We're going to exterminate them. Now, take that and put that up against Noahide laws. take that and put up against what you're seeing today, because your said representatives, friends, are trying to incriminate anybody that speaks out against the crimes of the Zionists by decrying what? Anti-Semitism. You better start thinking, Americans, for your own sake and for your kids' sake, because once again, you're being lied to. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam.
You can leave it open.
Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false." Martin Lloyd-Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? You know, it's interesting how many times you warn people as to the new topic, and it's all the topics that are being thrown down on you, American, that we're warning you about. And every one of these warnings, yeah, people are paying attention to it, at least in part, but nobody's addressing it. And if they are, it goes no further than talk. Folks, justice guards our liberties, period. And we are not, folks, representative government has no right whatsoever to transgress law and attack the very people that entrusted them through delegated authority to act in such a fashion. Now, let's get right into this because we've got a lot to cover and we're going to take it in stride. If you want to check us out on social media platform, I have things pulled up right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Subscribe to both those pages. And if you want to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. I would love for somebody to contend with me on any of the issues that we're talking about today.
As a matter of fact, every time we're on the radio, I would love for people to contend with me rather than to just bite on my ankles, you know, on live chat. No, or leave me an email about how much they can't stand me and how I'm lying to the people. No, no, no. Come on. Here's your opportunity. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to get over to this because I have a picture of our little ball-headed gorilla friend, at least some of your friends, I should say. You all know his name, Alex Jones. And interestingly enough, yesterday I took a couple minutes to highlight the fact that he just had a repeat sexual predator on his show named Russell Brandt, who walked in with his shirt open with a Bible in his hand. And before they left, actually, Alex Jones was taking his clothes off, namely his shirt, and then he was putting up his arms. He reminded me of Varen Van Varsky from the wrestling in the 1970s when I was a little tiny kid. And here we got this big flabby guy taking his shirt off. And then Russell Brandt, before you know it, takes off his shirt and his pants. And then he's riding the back of Alex Jones. And somehow or another, people believe because they said they're Christians, though they exhibit and act just like their father, the devil, they must be Christians. No, folks, it's a lack of Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. But let's get over to this. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene again making her rounds. Interestingly enough, making her rounds, retaliating against Donald Trump for throwing her under the bus. We've been told. And then here's Alex Jones and his good friend Marjorie Taylor Greene. And by the way, before Marjorie Taylor Greene was thrown under the bus by Donald Trump, she was doing the same thing many of the nefarious politicians were doing to us, the people. Insider trading, lying to us, saying one thing, doing the opposite. But again, yet somehow or another, she's been given a pass to just go out there and get on all these networks to tell the people the truth. But in this case, I will high five the effort because in many points that are made here, friends, it's legitimate. Marjorie Taylor Greene just admitted, okay, why didn't she do it before, friends? Why didn't she do it before when she was buddy-buddy with Donald Trump? Who is she serving, Donald Trump and his administration or the American people? What, she has to get thrown under the bus before she actually stands up and does her job? Folks, that's betrayal, isn't it? Yeah, I would say that's betrayal. Here, and if you don't mind, let me just give you a little bit of a teaching lesson here. And I should say, let's go into the teacher mode just for one point here. To expose a lie is not betrayal. It is told in order to establish righteousness. Betrayal is when you conceal the truth for an evil purpose. Now, that's exactly what Marjorie was doing up until this point, is it not? Because again, betrayal is when you conceal the truth for an evil purpose. Why didn't she tell the American people the truth when she was buddy-buddy with Donald Trump? See, folks, here it is. Denying or rejecting the truth, that is betrayal. Who's the one that makes men free through the truth? John 8:32. His name is Jesus Christ. Who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. My Lord, my captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the prince of peace, the man of war. The list goes on. You know who I'm talking about. The king of kings, the one that the government is upon his shoulders. And no, friends, the devil is not in control. The Lord is in control. He is sovereign. The devil is the Lord's devil, and don't ever forget it. So let's go back over to this. So we're being told now by, you know, too late here, Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that the Republican Party is a front for Israeli interests. We've known that for decades, friends. They go on and say the military is fighting Israel's wars. Of course they are. Because the said pastors, the hirelings, the heretics in the pulpits in America today are saying that we have to get behind these people because they're God's chosen. No, they're not. They're God's rejected. Read your Bible, folks. And remember, it wasn't Jesus rejecting them. It was them rejecting Jesus. I'll get to that in just a moment here. But they're both coming out, Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene, telling everybody now that the Republican Party is completely controlled by the modern-day Israelis. And again, I want to make clear that you all understand that modern-day Israel is Palestine. Just ask Theodore Herzl. Just ask all the prime ministers who had to change their names and tell you, by the way, most of them were from Europe, and yet somehow or another they become Jewish because they moved to Israel, changed their name, and then they sell to the rest of the world that they are in fact Jewish. No, they are not. That's why they had to change their names. Just like Netanyahu is Milakowski. Folks, this is why they've lost the narrative. This is why people are waking up now. So what is being said here is absolutely true. The military is fighting Israel's war. Who was none other than the pedophile that sat next to Donald Trump in 2016 that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as pawns in foreign policy? What was that guy's name? I'm just curious, folks. A pedophile. And he's the one that said it. You all know who he is. Come on. I've highlighted him up 50 times over. On this show. He was a Zionist. So in other words, they're using Goyim. That's me and you. See, folks, the problem is Europeans, white people are the problem. And that's why they're using up Goyim's blood to fight their wars, because they believe that somehow or another we owe them something. Folks, they're a bunch of counterfeits, period. Let's go back to this. Israel's grip on Washington is finally being named out loud. No, it's not. What, when Alex Jones says it, now it's all of a sudden it's finally being named out loud? Really? Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, people understand who Alex is as well. And we've had David Knight on the show telling you exactly who Alex Jones is. We played videos for you, Alex Jones talking about how he is the CIA and his affiliation with people that are intertied into the military-industrial complex. Okay? It's funny because I've heard for years on Genesis Communication Networks when I was over there, everybody kept asking me, is he a shill? Is he a shill? Is he a shill? Well, what's his fruit? What's his fruit? What's his fruit? Is his fruit the fruit of a shill? Yes, absolutely. It's the fruit of a shill. Here, I want to play this really quick because we've known what they're telling us for decades. This is back in 1987.
Hi, this is my wife, Alin. Today, a foreign government, Israel, operates the most powerful lobby in Congress. This is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Through control of Congress, Israel demands and gets nearly $5 billion annually. No elected official dares criticize Israel for fear the Jewish lobby will accuse him of anti-Semitism, the kiss of death for
listening,
any politician.
Folks. I hope you are.
The president also knows what Israel wants, Israel gets. To act otherwise is political
because
suicide.
The politicians are extorted.
The mass media, founded and controlled primarily by Jews, manipulates the spigot of information out of which Heartland America drinks. The message of this contaminated source is, if you criticize Israel, you are anti-Semitic. Be safe. Keep your head down, or you are fair game for being knocked off by the Zionist shooting gallery.
As a result, our president and elected officials are slaves to political correctness when it comes to Jews and Israel.
1987.
They cannot seriously criticize Israel, especially as the source of Mideast strife and terrorism. They cannot suggest an end of aid to Israel. They cannot even protest Zionist control of Congress.
Are you listening to this, folks? This is in 1987. Who was it that told us that? A reverend that knew the word of God. His name was Ted Pike. And what is he telling the American people? Those that call themselves Jews today, which are not, they're of the synagogue of Satan. They're not the Jews of the Lord, friends. Okay? And I know people will say, well, Bradley, why do you say the Jews of the Lord? Because there is a distinction. There's different types of people that claim to be Jews. But what we're talking about, those that are claiming to be Jews, they're not Jews at all. They are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews when they're not. Just like our Lord said in Revelation 3:9. We're going to come right back, folks. I hope you have your seatbelt on because there's much more to come.
Sports.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point. With truth they can't deny, but warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I just got done doing a documentary on this. We spent months on it. It's about 48 minutes long. It's super simple. It's broken down so people can understand how they're being lied to. And I'm going to get to some more information in just a moment here. But I got a quote here from Harold Wallace Rosenthal. This will explain why they have been sent into exile concerning every country that they have addressed. Why? It's the same spirit of Antichrist, friends, that rejected Christ. And yet somehow or another, they've taken their money, they disseminated it amongst and distributed it amongst individuals that will promulgate the lies through the Zionist-controlled media. Now, folks, if you own every facet of information that goes to the people, it's probably pretty easy to do that. I mean, folks, if they're not revising history, as John Adams rightly said, there's nothing so false as modern history. Folks, a lot of stuff we're finding out now about the past, even 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago, it's completely fabricated. It's completely contrived, okay? One of the things that I say here on the show over and over again is this two-party system. And here's the best way to say it. I'm so appreciative of the Lord having me on top of a topic, and then he begins to give me the information to basically nail it to the ground and to solidify it and to verify it, to solidify it. And one of those quotes just happens to come up, or it happened to come up just during the break here. And it says, "We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people." Now, the topic that I'm talking about is divide and conquer. You know how Jesus said in Mark 3:25, he said, "A house that's divided against itself, it will not stand." And I continuously tell you what our forefathers told us about this two-party system. John Adams said it's the greatest evil under the Constitution. Our forefathers, folks, throughout time, and I'm talking about those that established this country, told us to beware of the party spirit because it was set to divide the people. Let me just clarify. It's not constitutional. All the well knowing it's not constitutional, and I'm talking to my hearers, right? And my viewers. You already know that. But listen to what Harold Wallace Rosenthal said. "We Jews have put issue upon the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue as what? Confusion reigns." He said, "With their eyes fixed on the issue, they fail to see who is behind every scene." He said, "We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse." In other words, friends, you're being completely mocked. These are the same people that are attacking your Christian heritage by the use of your said representatives. By the way, if you want it to stop, friends, deal with your said representatives. Because once you put a stop there and you let them know that you're not going to tolerate it, all the special interest groups in the world can line up. But as long as the people stand and hold them accountable, he ain't going to open that door to special interest groups, friends, because he won't last very long. Okay, as Abe Lincoln rightly said, we're not to overthrow the Constitution. We're there to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. You guys with me, right? Okay, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call. Steve, will you do me a favor? And I say this with all due respect because I appreciate when you call in. But can we make this short so I can stay on topic, please? I'll give you 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, I was going to say that the problem that's going on right now is people don't understand what the purpose of the government is. We signed a contract, which was the Constitution, and they're supposed to do the limited things. It's like signing a contract with the car wash to wash your car, and the next thing you know, they're riding with you telling you how to drive the car. Yep. They're too expensive. We can't afford them anymore, and they aren't doing what we hired them to do.
I'm full agreement. Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, and we're self-inflicting is what we're doing at this point because we're letting stupid people. Here's a better way of saying it. We're allowing the lunatics to run the asylum. And that's the problem that we're having.
We're irresponsible. We need to rein them in and have them do their job.
Amen. Amen. Totally agree with you, Steve. Totally appreciate the phone call, 281-845-4704. Now, let me show you where this comes from. And I have, if I had 4 hours today, I couldn't get it done. I just want to let you know that. But I want you to see where this is coming from. Folks, before I take a shot at somebody, I shared this with my listeners the other day. I always give them the opportunity to jump on the show. Jack Hibbs is a heretic to the core. He's carnal. He's a reprobate. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. He doesn't have that spirit. He's a paid influencer. As a matter of fact, just recently he was given an award concerning his influence on the behalf of the Zionists that are attacking the world with the use of our military. So I want to go back and I want to play this video. I'm going to do my best to get this guy up. I really like this guy. He's from First Works Baptist Church. And he really calls out Jack Kibbs for who he is. I would love to get Jack Kibbs on the show to just simply ask him a couple questions. Folks, I could ask him three questions and it would be over with. Literally. Who's Theodore Herzl? That's all I'd ask him. I would say, what about all the prime ministers? What are their real names and where are they from? And so when it comes to Israel, modern day Israel, where do you think that all came from? If we go back to a Bible from the 1900s, that shows us that it's not modern day Israel, but it is in fact Palestine. It's Israel now playing the victim to the Palestinians when in fact the Palestinians are the victims of modern day Israel and this war criminal named Mylakowski that you know him as Netanyahu. Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to this. This is Jack Kibbs. Get this in your head, just like John Hagee, just like others. Greg Locke is out there, folks. He reminds me like of a Jim Jones type. But they're all paid media influencers. Look at their net worth. I'm all about capitalism, but not this way. They're being paid off with 30 pieces of silver to sell you something that just is not true in any sense of the word. Let me say it one more time. Jack Kibbs is an absolute heretic. He's an absolute heretic that has been feeding off the doctrines of Schofield and Darby, which has been proven to be heresy long, long ago. That's all you have to do is read Revelation 22, verse 18. Matter of fact, Schofield, for those that didn't know, hey, I just want to slow down real quick. For those that are driving right now, I want you to, because you got somebody kind of gnawing at me right now saying, oh, that's just not true. This isn't true. And that's not true what he's saying. Oh, yeah, it is. And I'm going to give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. Have that person call in right now and confront me. 281-845-4704. Listen, Schofield, for those that didn't know, I'm going to give you the information so you now know. Okay, this is going to lay the axe to the root of the lies that you have been told. Schofield was bought and paid for, money coming from guess who? The Rothschilds. Guess who was sought out to finance the modern day Israel from 1947 to the current? The Rothschilds. So it's all, this is conspiratorial, no doubt about it. It was all founded upon a guy named Theodore Herzl, who is an absolute atheist that wanted to create a place for God's chosen. Did you hear what I said? And it's been a state of terrorism for decades because the people don't take the time to know for themselves. But going back to Schofield, Schofield is a known felon. Schofield has been prosecuted for bribery. He's been caught forging, and he's a known fornicator, all of which the Word of God clearly, clearly condemns. So what is it that we don't quite understand when it comes to what we see today? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But what I want to do is I want to play this piece going back to Jack Kibbs. And I want you to listen to this heresy because what he's advocating for, he's got it completely inverted, upside down, completely backwards. And that can only come from the likes of a Jack Kibbs, which is defined as a heretic. Listen to this.
The Jews are, he knows them. He has declared them to be his chosen people, his special people. And he, listen to this. Note this, friend. Behind the scenes is a demonic doctrine.
Demonic doctrine. He says it's a demonic doctrine. And listen to what he talks about next.
If you can get the Jew to not exist, then you can get Israel as a nation to not exist. Then Christ cannot come back. And the Bible is false, and Satan wins, and God loses.
Okay, so just listen to what he says. So like everything else this heretic says, he's got it completely backwards. Nobody said anything about getting rid of the Jews. Nobody said anything about that. What is he talking about? He's trying to prop up what the Rothschilds created. Do you understand? And it's man-made. He's so blind, Jeremiah 5:21. He's so deaf. He doesn't take the time. It reminds me of this. Hey, honey, where are my glasses? The wife comes back and says, they're hanging on the end of your nose, dear. He can't see that the glasses are hanging on the end of his nose. And the only reason he doesn't see it, because he's been blinded by the gift that's been given unto him to advocate for the Zionists who are at war with anybody that doesn't agree with them. Let's finish this piece.
Because when Jesus returns, the Bible says he returns to Israel to establish the throne of David and that he's the king of the Jews.
See, he's saying this in a carnal sense, friends. He doesn't understand that Israel are the people of God. He doesn't understand that Jesus gave parables. And he said unto his apostles, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them it is not. Jack Kibbs is unto them and it is not. And yet he's put himself in a position of being a spiritual overseer. It reminds me of Jesus in John 3 when he was approached by Nicodemus, who was good friends with Jesus at night when it didn't cost him anything, right? But what did he say to him? Unless you're born again of the Spirit of God? Well, guess what, friends? That which is flesh is flesh, and that which is of spirit is spirit. Jack Kibbs, the heretic, all flesh. John 3, 6. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here, friends, I'm going to have to break this down at a church service. We have them every Sunday from 9 a.m. On Sons of Liberty Media, we have church every Sunday, and I need to just break all this down. I literally could go on for hours just breaking it down in simplicity. Check out John 8, and look at Jesus rebuking those that rejected him as their Messiah. That's what we're dealing with, friends, okay? But what I want to do is I want to play this for you. This is a part of the documentary. It's a visual, and you'll be able to hear it as well, obviously, with the audio. And I just want to play it out for you just so you can understand exactly how this all was contrived back in 1897. Check this out. And I want you to decide. Make distinction. Zionism is a political movement cloaked in the guise of religion. It has so co-opted the symbols of Judaism, yet beneath them lies only the pursuit of power. Elite Jewish houses like the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and Maxwell wield religion not as a creed, but as a cover. Let's start with the founder of Zionism.
Here you go.
Theodore Herzl.
Zionism had its first organizational expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodore Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I'll tell you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless.
Boy, friends, how many times do we need to be told the same thing, friends? Who's responsible for what's going on? Who made the proclamation?
Here you go.
We created Israel.
When Herzl became convinced that a Jewish state was a world necessity,
Jacob Rothschild said that his family created Israel. And this is what the said heretics want you to believe is the chosen of God, a bunch of criminals from A to Z, highlighting their crimes.
Who'd supported the resettlement of persecuted Jews from Russia to Palestine. And the Baron's response was, it would be impossible to control the influx of the masses into Palestine. The first to arrive would be 150,000
This is Jacob Rothschild.
And they would have to be fed, in all probability, by me. And Herzl was so upset that he wrote, if a society of Jews cannot be formed through the aristocrats of money, it will be formed through the democrats of money, and we shall let in all Jews except for the Rothschilds.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration.
Jacob Rothschild asked.
And I have a copy here. And I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
It's the Balfour
Government
Declaration.
View with favor the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors
establishment
to facilitate
in
the
Palestine,
of this object.
Not modern-day Israel.
It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
Folks, you can't make it up. You really can't. Here's the history that you didn't take the time
to
know.
The star that they use, they call it the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon, of which neither one biblically exists. The Star of David is a six-pointed star used to represent the nation of Israel in modern-day Judaism. Unfortunately, Christians have been deceived into thinking that they are supporting the Old Testament nation of Israel, but this is 100% false. And in fact, you'll never find an example of King David ever talking about or even wearing the Star of David. As a matter of fact, the Star of David is actually found in the Kabbalah, which is a collection of Jewish mysticism and esoteric teachings that are completely contrary to the Word of God. The only time in the Bible that you'll find the children of Israel representing themselves using a star is when they would reject the God of the Bible and worship false gods. In Acts 7:43, Scripture says, "Yeah, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." Therefore, for the coronation of Israel to represent themselves using a star is 100% appropriate, since they openly reject, blaspheme, and hate the Lord Jesus Christ, just as their fathers did.
And another bit of history to remember. If you look at the map.
Okay, so you guys just caught that, right? This is a part of the documentary, but you caught that. You caught the fact that it's not a Star of David. It's not the Seal of Solomon. Oh, and by the way, your buddy Alex Jones, he said there's a Seal of Solomon. No, there's not. Anytime, folks. Anytime. Alex Jones, anytime. Okay? Mr. I'm Bendy Platform, who's being promoted by the networks. Yeah, right. No, folks. He's lying to you. As much as he's lying to you about him being a Christian as he's dropping the F-bomb and undressing and letting a full-grown sexual predator named Russell Brandt jump on his back with only his underwear. And I played that video for you yesterday. But he said there was a Seal of Solomon. So if you want to believe the devil and his minions, go ahead, John 8:44. But folks, I want to let you know there is no such thing as a Star of David. Nobody's advocating this more than what you're seeing through this administration and the administration after administration for the last, what? Six to seven decades. Your politicians are extorted to do the biddings of Mylakowski. That's exactly what's going on. Let me give you another point here, because I think it's important that you understand that you're being lied to. It's the Star of Remphan, Moloch. Those that rejected Jesus. It's found in Acts 7:43. That's what they call the Star of David. People, pay attention to the details, because you're always going to find the devil. Do you all remember, making the next point, do you all remember when MSNBC, their ratings are so low, friends, they couldn't get any lower than a snake's belly? No joke. But do you remember when they came out and they told the American people the truth about how Israel is basically ostracizing or doing their best to genocide those in Palestine, and they're taking for themselves the Palestinians' land? Do you remember that? And then right after, it was completely scrubbed. Here, I want you to see this and listen to this. This was on MSNBC.
Map that shows historically the areas that used to be Palestine in 1946.
Okay, so here's the map. It's all Palestinian. 1946, it's 99% all Palestinian. There's a little yellow. That's when the little leaven got in there to leaven the whole lump that the Lord told us we were to get rid of. And then in 1947, you can see it was probably a little bit less than half the Palestinians still had left. Then you go over to 1949 to 1967, and then you can see where the green is. That's the Palestinians, and the Israel, modern-day Rothschild's Israel, takes over and begins to genocide them into the present. Now it's almost completely gone. Do you understand? This is Palestinian land. Where did you get these lies from? The Schofield Bible. Who's promoting and advocating these lies more than the heretics like Hibbs and Hagee and Locke and these others? They're all bought and paid for, friends. That's why they're getting awards. But pay attention.
And then the UN plan there. And then as it shrunk down to basically Gaza and the West Bank, right? And then present. So what does that show you, Martin, that the area where Palestinians are living has it grown increasingly smaller?
Well, absolutely. Of course, this is what it's all about. It's all about the land. And what this map shows you, and I must say it's pretty shocking when you present it in this way, what it clearly shows is that if there's no peace agreement between Palestinians and Israel, more of those green areas, more of that Palestinian land will be eaten up by Jewish settlements. The Palestinians say, if we don't have peace soon, we won't have a Palestine left.
And the Israelis say, we have every right to be in all of those areas.
Well, the Israelis say, look, you know, this is our homeland too, and we're Jews. We have the right to live anywhere else in the world. We should be allowed to live anywhere we like. And that's hard to argue about.
They removed the map
shortly
thereafter.
Except taking the land of the future Palestinian state, which that's what the frustration and the violence is all about, for the most part, the occupation of their land.
Isn't that interesting? Here we see that MSNBC, of all the useful idiots to expose this, blurting the truth out in their... Isn't that interesting, friends? You know, by the way, you do know that modern-day Israel, under Netanyahu, Mylakowski, you know that they're trying to incriminate and imprison Christians that proselytize for up to 2 years in modern-day Israel, right? But how's he being played over here? Like he's all about the Christians and the Jews. Friends, pay attention. That's like oil and water. That's like yin and yang. That's like the Lord Jesus Christ being buddy-buddy with the devil. No. Jesus ended all of that on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, and don't forget it. That will never happen and this will never happen as well, in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you in 23 from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Folks, that's just a little chunk of much of what we need to cover. Talk to you.